Okay, I'm making a video from the iPad, but I was watching a video talking about the music and this black dude, but why don't he don't realize it? It's a possibility is subliminal programming, like how they do that. It's not just the beat, there's a possibility, you can't hear it, consciously hear it, but it's there, It's there, like affirmations. When I'm watching affirmation videos, I can hear the words, but it's there, on a low, it's quiet enough, but enough that your ear will pick it up, your subconscious can hear it, or senses or whatever, they can do that, because they do with affirmations. If they can do with affirmations, then they can do with any kind of video, any kind of music. They can do that. And I remember watching Miss Doubtfire and Tootsie. I don't know which one I watched first, but I thought they were all lame. I didn't find those videos, those movies enjoyable or something. It's, I thought it was lame. I don't even, I watched Tootsie the whole thing, but I don't think Miss Doubtfire, like I don't remember watching the whole thing. And I didn't laugh. I didn't find it funny at all. It's, I don't know, not because it's the gay agenda. It's not like that. I don't watch movies. It's very rare I watch YouTube clips, yeah, martial arts and stuff, but that's, they're not gonna bring me watch me with them. And I might watch the Matrix, funny, I might. That's about it. Like it gives me a headache. Like I've tried many times, I just get a headache and I don't know. Eventually I do. So I can't even watch it, on a regular basis. I know it. Like, I might be able to watch, a show or something. Like I tried out on Amazon. Eventually, I can't watch it anymore. So, I don't feel good. Watching TV, well, movies not TV, but it's the same thing. It, if you watch enough, then it decreases your lifespan. There are studies on that. So I don't do that on a regular basis. Not because of that. I just get a headache. It's a dumb box, My father used to tell me, his friend said, the TV's a dumb box. Yeah, they are correct. They are. Probably, yeah, it dumbs you down, but not the brainwashing. That's the TV itself. Just like, computers. It could make you dumb. It can make you dumber and lazy. It can do that. Think about it, because you have the information in hand, so you feel you don't have to memorize anything. I can't even memorize my phone number anymore, so I don't know. Man, that could be my, usually I memorize stuff, but I don't know. I have a problem memorizing it. Maybe it's because of that. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We need to be aware of things, yeah. I'm not watching movies. I don't listen to, any kind of music other than, if I want to classical, that's about it. Or, old Korean drum, old Korean music, that's it. Yeah. I would never sell myself out. I would never do that. Never. Because I have a mission. I have a purpose. Once I find a wife, I'm getting married. That's it. It's not because I'm afraid to be alone or I'm going to be lonely or, it's not that. I have a mission. I don't need to do this. I don't need to figure things out. Law of attraction, I could create the money, I can create the money. And that'd be fine if, if I don't have a mission or purpose, I didn't make money. But, you know what I mean? I mean, making money is not inspiring me. It'll never just inspire me. Not really. I mean, if you have a purpose, you have a strong purpose. I need a good, a decent wife to submit. That's it. And I'll get her. Sooner or later, I'll get her. Now, I don't know who it would be, that's all. I don't know. Well. Yeah, I've been learning a few things, so that's why I haven't been making videos, because I've been learning. I make mistakes, yeah. That's my path. All this information, it's conflicting, and it's not for me. It's not. Because I'm not like most people, so it doesn't work on me. And it's too much. Other people have said that, all these techniques and information, yeah, it has some truth, but with the law of attraction, you don't need to do that, right? You know, I'm not gonna force this. I'm not gonna, focus on narcissism, I'm not gonna do that anymore, because it's just gonna grow. That's right. I mean, human being, so I just learned. That's it. Yeah, I've been doing push-ups, 100 push-ups. Not, do Scooby workout push-ups. Look it up. So you do 20, 20 reps. He says counter first, but I can do counter. So I'd start with the knee first, knee, and then if I can't hit 20, if I hit 17, the rest at the counter. And they take a 2 or 3 minute rest, and then I do it again until I get 5 sets. And I'm doing jumping jacks, and I need to do 500. 500, ideally, but that's it, like I'm doing more. I'm doing more now. A little bit more. I don't know how much more, but probably a lot more. And eventually, I want to do 1,000, 1,000, on the push-up days, just the push-ups and air squats or whatever, front air squats, and I don't know, that's it. Maybe once a week I'll go walking and stuff, but I don't even need to, I don't need to walk anymore. If I'm doing jumping jacks, I don't need to do those things, so. And that's about it. Yeah, it's weird, I didn't make a video, I didn't make a video, but this dude, he, oops, like, he talked about, like I was trying to manifest for me to live to 150 years, and he mentioned, living up to 50 years. Like, what's the chance of that? What's the chance of him getting 150 years? What's the chance? Unless he's hacked my computer, I don't think so. What's the chance? 150 years. That's the number. Like, he could have picked 90, 112, but 150? How many people live to be 150? Maybe just one dude that I'm aware of. This guy, this Chinese guy apparently lived to be 100, I mean, 256 years. 256 years. That's how long he lived, according to records. He had many wives, obviously, because, when the wives die, I mean, typically they died sooner, so. So he had, I don't know how many wives and grandchildren and stuff, so. And he looked young. Apparently he did. Until, I don't know, until maybe his last years, I don't know. Yeah. There are people, You can live to be over 100, possibly 150. You could possibly live to be 150 years old if you try to manifest it. That's a possibility. Or 200, or I don't know. I don't know about 1,000, but that's a possibility. You could live to be 150, or my goal is 260 and still look young, until, the last decade or something, or the last 20 years. That'd be cool if I can live that long. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? Then I can do the things. As long as I'm physically and mentally capable, then, then I can work on the stuff to help no man. I want to solve issues. That's my mission. No matter the race, and this gym dude, I get it. I get it. I don't have a problem with him just working on black men because, on the average, they're at the bottom, on the average. But there are plenty of black men, they're upper middle class, about 1 million, or was it two? I think 2 million. It's not as bad, but it's not. I don't watch television. I don't regularly to listen to music. I don't do that. Other than affirmations, that's not music really. But other than that, and video clips, you know, of movies, and typically it's just martial arts or something, usually, so they can, you know, and I'm aware, you know, I'm not aware of everything, but back in the mid-80s, you know, my English teacher, you know, she taught us that, you know, there's subliminal messages, you know, there were these pictures, and she was showing, you know, there were messages, it's just sex and stuff like that, secretly, like you can't, if you don't know what to look for, like it said sex or something, it promoted sex in the picture. But you can't, if you don't know what to look for, then you don't see it. But your subconscious mind sees it. It sees it. Yeah, and the music, yeah, it might just have a beat, but also they could have a secret message in there. And you wouldn't even know unless, you know, unless you have software or something, I guess. I don't know. Like, they could do that. You know, I could whisper, you know, and loud enough music. But you know, your ear can hear it. You know, your mind can't sense it or whatever, process it. But your subconscious mind, it can. That's how they get you. They're very clever. They're not stupid people. These people are not stupid. And I hate to say, you know, rap, you know, all these modern music, it's all degenerate. It's a low vibration music. It is. The old music, African music, you know, the old Asian music, like, you know, and classical music, that's you know. That's moral music. It's the old music, but it's a higher vibration. You know, rock, it's low vibration music. It is. It is, you know, and the message with water, if you do any research on YouTube, they show pictures. This guy, this Japanese guy shows pictures. Rock music, the water's dirty. It's dirty. If you play certain kind of music like Beethoven or something, then the water's cleaner. The structure of the water's cleaner. That's how it is. Our words are powerful, you know. You know, in the last few weeks, you know, it was, you know, warm weather. Anybody can do it. I can control the weather. Somewhat I can. You know, there was snow, but now there's no snow. So I try to manifest it. It's not exactly, but I try to do that. That's why it's not, you know. That's why it was warm. I'm not, you know, I don't need to brag because anybody can do it. If you know how to do it, then it's, you know, it's not perfect, but there's no snow. I didn't try to make it no snow. Like, I want it to rain. I want it to rain, and it rained, and get rid of the snow. Yeah. That I can do. The money part, it's harder. For me, it's harder. It is. And, you know, to manifest a woman. But I need my health first. I need the health first. I know. People are telling me online, you know, like I should meet somebody. You know, just go outside and stuff. And the law of attraction says, you know, you'll meet somebody. I'm like, okay. But I'm not doing it because, you know, I'm not doing it because I'm lonely or stuff. I'm not, you know. If I don't have this, you know, strong desire for it, then I wouldn't even be doing it. I wouldn't. I would just, you know, I probably wouldn't even make videos like that much because, you know, I don't have a reason to talk really, other than that. Not really, maybe in the rare case I would, but I don't have a reason to talk. So I have a strong desire, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the goal, and beyond that goal. But I have to start somewhere, so that's it. And, you know, yeah, that's why I don't watch the movies. I know. Back in the 80s, I knew they were, you know, subliminal. No, I didn't know about those things, you know, subliminal. But I know that they're programming us, secretly programming us. My English teacher in high school. I think grade 9 or 10. Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know how she found out. I don't know. I don't even know how she can teach that. Like, how can she allow to teach that? If the government found out, I don't think they'd be, you know, I don't think they'd be okay because, I don't know, maybe they don't care because it's not enough. It's not enough people. Yeah, back in the mid-80s. I can't remember which year, but that's what I'm talking about. These people, they program you. So I don't watch movies. I don't. There's no point. There's no point. Okay, you want to know and you want to warn people, but most of it's programming. Most of it. I don't think all of it, but most of it. Like Matrix, I don't think so. The Matrix movie. I think that's a good movie. Oh, yeah, you know, the virus and thing, you know, COVID. You know, they brainwash that, you know, through the movies. You know, people are scared some virus is going to kill you. That's how they do it. There are movies, because I seen a video about that, you know. Multiple movies scaring people, you know, programming people. They were preparing us for many years. Many years. Maybe, you know, I don't know, 30 years or, I don't know. I don't know how long, but they've been programming us. But I don't believe in that, you know. I don't believe in some virus is going to, you know, kill a mass group of people. That's nonsense. It's part of the immune system, so it doesn't make any sense. It's part of the immune system. Yeah, it's part of the immune system. So, I don't, you know, that's how they do it. So, you know, it's best not to watch those things. Personally, like, if I get married, I'm going to tell my wife. Unless, you know, no TV, you know, the computer, they can watch through that, but I'm going to tell them. I have to do research. I have to do research and if they can watch it or not. It's not because I want to be an a-hole. It's because, you know, they're going to brainwash us. So that's why. Yeah. No TV allowed. And I'm going to vet. I'm going to vet everything, you know, if they want to watch. No music allowed unless it's all, you know, the old music. Because I've done the research, so I know. That's how they get you. That's how they get you because, you know, I hate to say it, but hip hop and rap and stuff, it's all degenerate, you know, it's low vibration music. Never mind it's on the mainstream. Never mind that. That's, you know, that's how they get you. They're not using the old music. They're not. Because it's in the low vibration, you know, lower vibration or music. That's how they get you. Yeah, I don't try, you know, I don't listen to music. I don't do that. Because I know. Other than, you know, classical. In theory, they could do that, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Because they use, you know, low vibration music. That's how they do it. I'm not interested in watching, you know, TV shows and multiple movies. And like, I've done it in the past, but there's no point. Yeah. I can't even do it. I can't even watch videos. I mean, movies. I can't. Not long term, not on a regular basis. I just get a headache eventually. Eventually, you know, maybe after, you know, sometimes I can't even do it for a day. Like, sometimes I can even watch one show. Sometimes I might be able to watch a movie, but I'm struggling. I'm struggling to watch it. I mean, I don't feel well. I don't. Because, you know, because now, like, I'm aware, so maybe that's why, I don't know. I don't watch that stuff. And then, you know, I'm going to keep away, you know, watching the red pill stuff. I'm not doing that anymore. Try not to minimize it because it's garbage. They're not even for the truth. It's not. It's not for the truth. So they're just repeating stuff. For many years, they're just repeating it. And that's it. Like, response video, also on woman is, you know, like it doesn't do anything for me. Just waste my time watching those videos. Like, it's old. I mean, I don't know. It's all for me, so I don't know. I've been watching Red Pill videos, you know, for what, since 2012, so it's getting really old. Really, really old. You know, it gives me headaches and stuff. It does, because, you know, it does. So I don't watch those kind of, you know, videos anymore. I don't. And this dude, this monk, you know. He has calmed down because there are people, you know, they're calling him out on a regular basis. So, you know, he has calmed down. So, because apparently this woman said she was sexually assaulted by MGTOW. She said that. Did it happen? I don't know. But why would she lie about that? She says she, you know, she's not a victim. So why would she lie? There's a possibility. That's why I'm taking it seriously. You know, this guy want to inspire men to hate women and possibly inspired to harm them. He might not ask them, but he's getting them angry enough. That's not good. It's not. Otherwise, like, I don't care. His videos, I don't have him learn anything other than he's a liar and, you know, I don't want to be like him. I never want to be like him. I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I don't wish him death. That's baloney. That's made up stuff. He just made it up because he's a victim. I don't know, but that's about it. Like, BPLV doesn't do anything for me, you know. And there's, you know, there are channels, you know, evolutionary scientists or like that, and he shows all the evidence. It just debunks the red pill. It does. It debunks all of it, you know. It's dumbed down, like, you know. Other than Barbarossa and Stardust, you know, and Coltings, that's about it. Anybody else, most people, it's just, you know, mostly garbage. Most of it is garbage. Yeah, some of the other people, they might have some videos there, but, you know, they're the main. Even then, they're wrong. The conclusion's wrong. It is. Yeah, the Industrial Revolution allowed all this to happen, not feminism. Not feminism, not Marxism. Industrial Revolution. We're not supposed to live in cities, so I don't know. If I have, you know, if I have plenty of money, I'm going to move out, you know, in smaller cities at least, or a small town. That's what I'm going to try to do. You know, I don't know. As long as I can get internet, if I can make money online, then, you know, I could just have a home office. I don't, you know, I don't need to travel to go to work, because if I'm living in a small town, then I would, you know, if I have to go city for work, that takes time to drive, so it might be too far. I don't know. So, unless I have to, yeah. Ideally, you know, you should plan to move out in the town, but ideally, you want to move in a small city, smallest city that you can, like 20,000 population or 10, but you might want to live in a town like under 1,000 if you can, or you know, 2,000. That's better, you know. Smaller the population, it's better. And you know, you don't want to, like, you know, 20, obviously, but 800, I don't know. That's probably good enough. And the only question is, you have internet. That's all. That's the only question. In the 5G, you know, I would disable, you know, not disable, but you know, you have options to connect to 4G. So, you know, I wouldn't, you know, and I don't use this, you know, I usually shut off my cell phone at nighttime, you know. At nighttime, usually 8 or something, but I forgot last night, so that's what you usually do. Yeah. You know, I'm not addicted to the cell phone. I'm not. Like, when I go out, I take it with me because somebody might call. Other than that, because, but other than that, you know, or I don't have to, I guess. I don't use the phone on a regular basis. I'm not texting anybody or calling anybody on a regular basis, and I don't want to, you know. For now, unless, you know, in the future, who knows, but who knows? Like how, you know, I have isolated myself way before COVID. Way before. I'm just ahead of the curve. You know, at, you know, 2007 or 2008, you know, I pretty much isolate myself, like completely. Pretty much completely, you know. As much like, you know, humanly possible. Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't think like most people do. It just irritates me, you know. People wearing masks, it irritates me. It does. And this video is gonna go on MGTOW TV because, you know, or I don't know, because, you know, even Rumble, it's not for the, you know, I don't know. Yeah, so. Yeah, I have been making videos. It's, you know, just thinking things through. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't, you know, I'm not just gonna make videos because, you know, especially if I'm making the money, because that's, I just want money, and I'm just gonna just talk, and I'm not doing that. If I, you know, if I just make once a week, you know, that should be fine. I don't know. Some people want it every other day or every few days, but I don't know. Once a week, maybe sometimes I make multiple videos every day, but. Whatever flows over me, you know, whatever comes out, whatever I, you know, I feel like, then I'll do it. But if I will, no. But if I just want to. Oh my God. Okay, then I gotta go. Take care.